recite this Quran Sharif, because there's no ordinary speech, there's no ordinary kalam. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So recite it well. Request somebody who knows how to read Quran well. Request him to recite some Quran Sharif if there's an opportunity. And also listen to Quran. When you're listening, listen carefully. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala, sami'atu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, ma adhina Allahu li shayin, ma adhina li nabiyin hasan as-sawti. حسن الصوت يتغنى بالقرآن يجهر به متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah does not pay so much attention to anything. Allah does not pay so much attention listening to anything like the attention He pays listening to a Nabi reading Quran. Listening to a Nabi reading Quran and reading it aloud. So much attention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays specifically to this. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this action. Imagine, can you imagine, one is the person reading Quran with a beautiful voice. Can you imagine a Nabi reading Quran with such a beautiful voice? An-Nabi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala lahu, laqad utita mizmaran min mazamiri Ali Dawud, mutafakun alayhi. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I've been granted a flute from the flutes of the family of Dawood. What is meant by this is Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was gifted with a very, very, very melodious voice. Very melodious. That when he was given the Zabur, when he would recite the Zabur, then the birds also would recite with him. The mountains also reverberate with the voice. Such a beautiful, melodious tone he had. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would also recite with him. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I've been given a flute from the flutes of the family of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Then وفي رواية لمسلم, in another riwayat in Muslim, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam told us Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam qala lahu لو رأيتني وأنا أستمع لقراءتك البارحة. He said you should have known I was listening to you reciting Quran last night. This Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu was reciting Quran in the night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood there and he paid attention and he listened to him and he enjoyed that Quran of Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu. So the next day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if only you knew that I was listening to you reciting Quran. In another riwayat it comes, he says, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if only I knew, I would have read an even more melodious tune. Even more melodious tune, I would have read Quran if I knew you were listening. I didn't know that you were listening to me. So this shows that Quran is something that we shouldn't feel shy about. Person, it doesn't matter what his abilities are. When he's reading, try and read his best. An al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu qala sami'atu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qara'a fi al-Isha bit-teen wa zaytun fama sami'atu ahadan ahsana sawtan minhu muttafaqun alayhi. Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting in the Isha salah wa-teen wa zaytun. He said, I haven't heard anything more beautiful than that. Rasulullah, can you imagine? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given the best in everything. The best in features, the best in akhlaq, the best in looks, the best in the inside, the best in the outside. He was given the best voice also. So he's saying, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting Wattin, he was Zaytun in Isha Salah. I haven't heard anything more beautiful than that. And one more hadith, Nabi Lubaba, Bashir ibn Abdul Munadiri radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, من لم يتغنى بالقرآن فليس منا رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Abu Lubaba Bashir ibn Abdul Munzir, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who does not recite the Quran in a melodious voice is not from amongst us. من لم يتغنى بالقرآن فليس منا, means that when a person is reciting Quran, then he should try and recite to the best of his abilities. Deliberately, if he just reads like he's reading any other book, any other scriptures, فليس منا, this person is not from amongst us, meaning that our style and our way, our sunnah is that when we recite Quran, we recite it properly. We take our time to make it, to recite it correctly. So here, Hazrat Mawlana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayh, when he would explain this hadith, he would explain it like this, مَنْ لَمْ يَضَعِ الْقُرْآنَ مَوْضِعَ غِنَاهِ. That person, sometimes a person's tabiat is such, our condition is such, that we want to sometimes sing. Person wants to sing, sometimes the person wants to make zikr, he wants to recite something. Tabiat is such, after some time person is moving. So very often one person will start singing some songs that he heard long ago, some Hindi song, some English song. So he says, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us here, is instead of putting Quran as that thing that gives you that enjoyment and comfort, you're putting something else. So you don't put Quran in the place of that music, you put music there, you say music, alayhi sallam minna. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that you are not from amongst us. In other words, sometimes when you feel like having something or listening to something, then put Quran Sharif. Instead of putting music, putting something else, put Quran Sharif in that place. So he will explain it like this. But the literal words of this hadith is that person that does not lam yataghanna bil Quran, does not recite Quran in a beautiful voice, is not from amongst us. So something very important for us is very often in our cars, when we are traveling, this is a very valuable time. So sometimes a person wants to listen to something, but because he doesn't have some beautiful recitation of Quran Sharif there, so he'll put the radio on and he'll try and tune to the station that gives him the most juicy coverage, the most juicy talk. So instead of doing that, the best thing to do is listen to Quran, because from here, from these hadiths we learn that listening to Quran also is an ibadat. One is reciting Quran, but listening also, if a person is not in a position to read all the time, then this also is an ibadat. So we should keep that. So instead of us listening to some talk, some unnecessary news, or something that doesn't concern us, now we'll just keep the radio on and listen to this talk show, that talk show. At least we can listen to some beautiful recitation of Quran. One is it will calm us down. And the second benefit we have from listening to Quran Sharif is we'll be getting rewarded for the time whilst we are driving, because we are listening to Quran. So try and keep a tasbih also in the car. They listen to tilawat of Quran. So that time whilst a person is moving becomes very, very valuable. That time also is not wasted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and recite Surah Kahf. Recite 20 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come early for the Jummah salah and try and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib. Because ulama of the opinion that most likely the du'as are answered between this period on a Friday between Asr salah and Maghrib salah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.